God bless you.
God bless you, my son.
Once again, is my joy to come and sit among you and share these moments with love and oneness and truth in the name of the Father. There is much work for you to do this night, and so I will not talk too much of my own accord. So I will ask you, Brother John, talk with me now on those things which are near your heart.
Yes, God bless you, my son. Thank you. I'd like to hear something on a modern topic, Marcelo, but obviously one that concerns the mighty Spirit, God in every one of his children. I'd like to hear what the Spirit teaching is on abortion.
God has granted a mamare the privilege of conceiving a child, and he has allowed her to take this experience and to cherish it and to develop within herself the experience of the motherhood, to feel a child within, to know it is part of her. Where it is a wish of God that this child should not so much touch the earth plane, but the mama should experience this experience within herself in order to grow, in order to take another step in her evolvement. This is one instance where it is a part of this woman's evolvement to experience this, the conceivement of a child. It is not, however, her experience to give birth to this child, and so is prevented in order to protect her health, or to protect her mental state, or to protect her own progression. And some will say, but what of the child? What of this little tiny one who has been destroyed? It's only a body which has been destroyed, because the father would not allow the spirit to enter into it. And this is one cessation of birth, which is protected and governed by the laws of God. But then you are going to perhaps wish to argue with the Marcello on this. But before you do, I am going to say this. We have spoken of a cause for this cessation of birth in order to protect the mama, to grant her an experience which she may not ever experience again, but has to experience, to evolve. And then we come to this one wane through stupidity and carelessness. The child is conceived. And because of this, and the mindless stupidity which has brought this thing about, a child has been conceived and is to be destroyed. A spirit has been prevented from evolving on this earth plane in this instant. You understand it, brother?
Yes.
You understand it clearly what I am saying?
Yes.
Because I know there is much argument here on this earth plane.
Yes, there is.
And I must be careful and try to help you understand. Yes. There are causes and there are reasons. Yes. And there are effects coming from this. And when this child is taken and prevented from entering into its body and entering into this life, then this is a sin. And I say this without hesitation. This is a sin. You understand me? We know that sometimes in Wendy's because your mama is perhaps unable to care properly and look after his child, to bring it into the world and give it a good life. So she will tell herself. But she is not the judge of this. And if you look into your Sermon on the Mount once again, where Christ says to those who are gathered before him, that God has knowledge of all those things that you have in need of in this life. And he will care for you. And he will protect and provide. If only you will have the faith. But people will not have the faith to do this. And so, the life is prevented. And one who should have touched this earth plane has been prevented from doing so. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong to do this. The Father will provide. He will give cause for this child to progress and to grow. And many times when the Father has already allow the Spirit to touch one of these inborn infants, it has been taken from the mouth and destroyed. It has been a living thing with a degree of awareness, minute though it may be, but it has an awareness. It has a spirit. And when this is destroyed, I say again, this is a sin. You understand?
Yeah.
Is all of you understanding?
Yeah.
Is anyone else would like to talk with myself about it?
Can I just point, Marcelo? You
si.
Said the Father wouldn't allow the Spirit to enter a child who was born. Surely the Spirit is there at the point of conception.
The Spirit will enter into a body at the Father's will. And this is why, Brian, sometimes you will receive into this earth plane a stillborn child. Do you understand it? He needs to make you happy, Brian.
Yes, sir.
And he will do this to prevent the child animal for suffering. But he knows the mama must have this experience to conceive and to give birth. We know it's a painful experience when this happens. And it's a terrible sadness for the mama and for the family concerned. But those who know and love God and understand the wisdom of his wife and the love which is within his jungle, that it encompasses all things, would understand that the Father has done this in order to allow the mama to progress in ways perhaps she does not understand at the time, and has allowed this child, or this, what you call it, this stillborn child, to bring to the mama the experience that she has the much needed in her life. Do you understand it?
Yes, yes. And she obviously needs the experience, the opposite end after giving birth as well.
See, she must experience the complete experience of conceivement and the passing birth.
And the tragedy after.
I did not hear you, Brian.
I said, and the tragedy that goes with stillborn birth.
See. From out of the lion's mouth, Brian, there came a false sweetness. And many times, in fact, Marcella will say, in all instances of tragedy, there is not a tragedy which touches this earth that has not been created that man should learn. A man must search himself to find the answers truthfully within himself. He must reason honestly and sincere and search his heart, and he will know the reasons for all tragedies upon this earth. It is the same reason as the tragedy of the Christ's crucifixion, that man should grow.
Spirit of God, enter the child. Is it at the moment of conception or later?
Enters at his will. The Father only can decide this, and will decide it. And when he knows that this growing child within the womb is perfectly strong enough and fit enough, he will bless it with life, but not until. And this can happen at varying stages in the growth of the bambino. And this time is the papa.
Yes, I do. Yes.
No special time. Only the time when the Father will decree it to be so.
Thank you. Thank you.
The brother John.
Now, sir, are you saying that a stillborn child then doesn't have a soul or spirit?
A stillborn child is a creation of man. He has grown through the normal functions of the body,
yeah,
and the creative organs of the body. You understand this,
yeah,
brother John?
Yeah.
And it is created in order the mama can experience the giving birth and the concealment. And also, there is occasion, some occasions, brother John, when there is a life in the stillborn child to begin at its concealment in order to allow it to grow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if the Father's discretion and will again, he is with God, and even this little spirit has evolved simply by that act of touching his growing bambino inside the mouth. Can you understand?
Yes, indeed.
He is, I know, a very, very complicated subject for you to discuss. Mm. And he is so difficult for those of you who love it so much and who have so much compassion in your heart for these things to truly understand that God will not permit one single event in the life of any human being that he does not know about, and that he does not help some way to create, so that man may learn and evolve through his experience. This is like your heart.
Yes, thank you.
I can assure you, Brother John, that there is a sisterhood here who takes the care of this mouth.
Yes.
Not so much the bambino.
Yes.
Because that this is in the hands of God. But they will take care and heal and cherish the mouth for the experience they have given. And help them understand. Some unfortunate are unable to see and are lost in torment. And so there is a turmoil once again in their heart.
Mm.
But we do strive to heal this in time. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a maker happy now?
Yes, thank you.
Is all of you happy now with it?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Good.
Have the ladies anything to ask on this subject?
Jackie? Valerie?
Where does this leave us on the subject of birth control? Because the church is well divided on this subject.
This is a problem man has created himself. And this is a problem man must solve for himself. Providing he can understand and come into terms with his own conscience. You understand this?
Yes.
He must make his own decision. Have I not said? Man was given the greatest gift of all. When he was given his free will, he must exercise his free will according. But in the exercising of this will, he must be prepared to answer for his acts, not so much before God, but within his own heart. Do you understand it?
Yes.
I can really say no more for this.
Thank you.
Other than that, man is again the instrument, the preparing, as we taught, the master of his own being. And he must be his own trust, and he suffer his own conscience in his decisions he makes. Is not for the church to say, you will or you will not. To do this thing is to take away a man's free will. This is wrong. You understand?
I do.
This is to make you happy.
Yes, but it gives you more food for thought again.
It helps you to grow, you know. Is this all you want me for now to talk on this? Or is there something else anyone would wish for me to talk about?
When you said that, Marcello, I couldn't help thinking of the Pope, I'm afraid. He lays down such strict rules and regulations.
Dear Papare, this one must consider himself. He is one who is prepared before God to do a service here on this earth, as indeed you all are in your way. He also must answer for his decision. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, 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 quite, yeah. Yeah. It was just a thought when you said that. I mean, he's the loveliest man you ever wished to meet. Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
Yeah. Then do we know what is in his heart?
Yes.
Do we not? He is only caring for his children. He's fearing for his flock.
That's right.
Whether he is right or wrong is not for man to judge.
No.
But he has judged within himself, and he must understand within himself that he must come to terms with these monumental decisions he has to make before God. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, yes.
Again, in his heart.
Marcello, you said that the greatest gift given to man is his free will, but you put that above the gift of love.
Without a free will, he cannot express his gift of love, and he must be free to love before he can love, or before he can express his love. He can have the knowledge and the compassion in his heart to want to love. But if a man is told, you must not love this one, he is destroyed. And he is again prevented from evolving. But love, Brother John, is the essence of man's being, if only he will understand it truly. And if he could understand it truly, then no one will be deprived of his free will. Does this help you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Talk some more with Marcello. He's good. Hey, Brother John, would you wish to talk upon your holy book?
Not a theological topic tonight, Marcello. What is the spirit's view of love of man for man?
Of love of the man for man,
woman for woman.
Hail to Chantumoniante. This again comes down to free will. And if man will do this, then he is exercising his free will. And if A man loves the man, and the man loves the man. You understand what I am saying? When man loves one enough, then again they are expressing their free will. We cannot say that this is wrong in the eyes of God. We cannot say that this is an unjust way in that they are depriving a woman of their love. We cannot condemn when this is done for love's sake. You understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John?
Perfectly.
But we do condemn, and we condemn most strongly when this is put in what you call abusement. You understand what I am saying?
Yeah.
And when they inflict their will upon those of others who do not wish to be like this. And when they create and insist that others should be as they are, this is a grave sin, and it should be stopped. You understand?
Yes, I agree.
And when there is the case, and I speak most gravely on it, of a child being tormented in this way, and being encouraged to do so, and so having his involvement interfered with, and diverting him from the course of his life because of this, then this is an unforgivable sin in the eyes of God. Do you understand it? And it is true to say, they can expect damnation, and they will be lost to the sight of God. As Christ did not say, suffer the little ones and come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever should harbor one of these, it would be better had he not lived. This is in your book now, Brother John, is it not? But you see, when Christ said, suffer the little ones, come unto me, let us consider the pathway he took, upon which I spoke with last. He walked a pure pathway, a faultless pathway through life, giving and loving and enduring all things. And if a man will prevent the child to come to Christ in this way, if he will prevent him from walking a true and spiritual pathway to Christ, as Christ did, then he is bringing upon himself. What I could only say to you is eternal damnation, because he has destroyed his spirit, and he has destroyed his cause, and he has brought the pain and the suffering to the mama and the papa of this child, to his family. He has brought his shame upon it, and he has destroyed the will of God. You understand it,
yes.
So I say to you, anyone, any man, any woman, who will interrupt the course of a child's life by interfering with the child in this way, it would be better they had not lived. And there is a most strong order on this in the commandments of God. You will not destroy the life of a child in any way, shape, or degree. To do so is to suffer the wrath of God and eternal darkness. Is this to make you happy?
Yes.
Well, you know what the Majalah means. He doesn't make Marcello happy to think that his spirit is to be cursed and sent into that through his own fight. But the dog of Tisi in Adelaide, again the expression of a man's free will, again he must answer to God in his heart. But when he uses this and does this and causes corruption in the spirit of a being, the wrath of God is upon him. He's no matter whatever law man makes to allow this down, or any excuse he may give. Once it is done, he is an unforgivable thing in the eyes of God, and we are not allowed to touch. Is this answer for you, guys?
Thank you.
Is anyone else who wish to talk with me on it?
Well, yes, Marcelo, eternal damnation is a big statement. To be quite honest with you.
Marcelo understands that an eternal damnation is an awful thing to think about. When I speak of eternal, I speak of a damnation which will last until such times as God will deem it proper for him to be returned from the dead. You understand this?
Yes, sir, that's okay.
Only God alone can receive this one into the light at his will. There is no one, whoever they are, he is working with his spirit bands, rescuing these in the darkness, would they touch them and would they receive them into the light, unless it be the will of God. Is this to make you happy,
Dad?
I wish not to confuse you and to cause deep concern on this. But eternal is until the will of God things otherwise to do so. Well, speak dog with him, etc.
Are there any laws or rules in spirit that you're governed by, the same as we are on earth?
Christopher, I love you. You are a lovely man, and this is a lovely question. But it's a very simple answer. Did the Father not give to Moses the Ten Commandments? These commandments were taken from his heart to man. And even Marcello is a man. Even all of us here in the spirit world must continue to grow. And in order to grow, we must abide by God's laws. We must abide by his commandments. And this applies even in this world, even in our life. And it is also a law unto God that we will only speak that which is true and that which is ordained by God. And he did not his brother Gathus Iman tell you this when he spoke with you. There is not one word spoken that God has not ordained. Did he not say this to you? You not remain?
I don't remember.
Then I think you will find the brother Gathus Iman spoke to you and he told you this in his brain. There was not one word I had spoken that God had not ordained. And this is always so. We must obey the will and law of God in this world, in the next, and in the next, in the next. I can almost feel Brian's ears breaking out. Which one is in this next one? Evolvement, dear Brian. Evolve. It goes on. It's a journey through life. And life is an internal state. So you see, all the way through this, life and in it, the law of God will be maintained and fulfilled and obeyed according to your Ten Commandments. Is this answer to you, Christian?
Necessarily, Spirit will abide by the Ten Commandments, does it? Not sin from time to time.
This is the
soul. It stops evolving because...
This is the soul. And so you have those who are known as the mischievous spirits. Those who will annoy and sometimes corrupt and sometimes destroy and sometimes torment. And these are those who will not enter into the Father's kingdom and will not be permitted to progress until such times as they have corrected these things in themselves and reformed themselves and taken a true pathway to God. And these are they whom sometimes, those such as yourselves, as the bride will tell you, as the bride will tell you, as the brother John will tell you, they become, in many cases, not for all cases, but in many cases, lost their souls and have to be redeemed and shown the way to enlighten them and enrich them and to put them into the light and love of God. Do you understand? I think sometimes you will call them the ghost, or you will call them the poltergeist. They are only lost souls. They are only those who have been able and allowed to reach so far before they must claim themselves and rid themselves of their mischief, not evil, but their mischief and their misunderstanding and misinterpretations of God's laws before they are allowed to evolve into higher planes. It is like your heart.
It explains more the question Jackie asked you a few weeks about reincarnation and the soul returning to earth.
This is a subject again which is so often talked about here on the earth plane, but is a subject to which man in his wisdom we'll never truly understand, but we try. We try. And one day perhaps the church will accept, and those of the high priests who teach against this thing will accept that life is eternal and life evolves. This is the law of God. And if one spirit makes error, is entitled to make a choice to return to correct the error in order that it may evolve. You understand it?
Yes.
You understand this, brother?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
See, does it make you happy?
Yes.
We've all made a lot of mistakes.
Ben.
Have you returned to Earth, my son? Have you been a second time in the physical body?
Can I ask a question at this point, please? It's coupled with what John has just said.
Please.
Have you returned to Earth? In a way, I don't see you as an inspirer. I don't wish to shock anybody. My son, you
know, we understand you, but...
Yeah. You see, I see you as a further extension of the inspirer. Is this as close as you need come to this Earth plane? To correct your fault,
shall we say? See, there is a task I must perform, Brian. I must progress through the spirit plane and the spirit way and in through the higher way. I have not detached this earth plane before. And I am going to surprise you. Instrument has detached this earth plane before. Many, many, many years ago. Only one few people. It has in the times of the Bible and was involved with the rebuilding of the walls around Jerusalem. At this time, his name was Nehemiah. Perhaps you might have heard of him. But is not so to say that Martello and instrument are one. We are one in a cause, and we are one in involvement. We have a joint task to fulfill, and this is to bring the truth and the word and the love of God here onto this earth plane. Hence the reason why you have been gathered here. Hence the reason why this has come into the heart of Brother John, in order that this might be done. An instrument and the Marcello are working solely for this cause. Do we see it in this? There is a band. Only a small number of this band will use instrument in a way Marcello will. But there are many more. There are many more. And it might be confusing for you if I say that you are among them, and those of your inspired are also among them. Each has their task. Each has a different levels of awareness, whereby different understandings can be formulated and come to terms with and preached of, so that man can learn. You are a team. We are a team. We are a band, if you wish to use the material terms, a band of angels gathered together in the cause of God here on this earth to perform a truth and to reveal a truth into the hearts and understanding of mankind. We must do this thoroughly and justly and without error and without creating in the hearts of anyone who will come to this any feelings of misgiving or doubt or fear. And this is why you are all here at different levels of awareness, different levels of thinking. I say to you, Brian, when we first met here in this room to begin this work, you are the just one. You are the one who will keep it balanced. You are the one who will prevent people's minds running away with me, fantasies and foolishness. And I love you for your grace. And I honor your question and patience. And I ask you, please, find it in your heart to honor the understanding I am trying to pass on to you, that this task you are here to perform is a trust, and it is ordained through and of the love of God, that will this band may bring to this earth, if only in part, a new life, a new hope, a new faith, a new way of being, a new understanding, to destroy the old dogmas of this life, and to set the seed, if only a seed, for a new understanding. You are entering, are you not, into what man conceives to be a term of change, a new beginning. I believe you call it the age of Aquarius, where all things will sometimes, in many ways, and from this will come a new truth, and a new vision of God, a new understanding of these holy words here in this book. For man has destroyed this book over these angels by turning its pages and changing its words to suit his own understanding and his own corruptions. And this we must put right. We must correct this. And many there will be who will come and say that they are being used as a Marcello is a using instrument. And many there will be who will say, I am come to judge, to make sure this is done correct. But only a handful will be just. For only a handful have been provided over the centuries. And I will say to you, Brian, now, we have listened to the instrument, we have listened to his doubting, to his questioning, and when one is being used in this way, is it not only true that as a material man, these questions are going to be asked? He's going to torment himself to try to say, is this really me? Am I being a truth? If I am not, then I am being destructive to God's laws, because I am a falsehood in everything I say and do. And Marcello is the falsehood in everything he says and does also. So everything we have said and done stands for nothing if this is a lie. You understand this, Brian?
Yes. I didn't ask it on that line.
But proper line. You just did.
Well, it was close. I mean, if Peter Scott came, he was a builder, and then.
Contacto certe lei sto canti. Tento. Michelangelo was also a builder. Did he not build this in Peter? But he was only demonstrating what man should do for himself, to build a temple on earth, a temple of God within himself. I am so happy you asked, Marcello, this, because this is the question I have been waiting for this time. This is the essence of everything you are here for. The essence of truth. You must know the truth. And this is why I say it to you. There is much we must talk about. There is much I must say. But first I wanted to hear this come from one of you. I wanted to hear this question, or one such question, asked, so we can bring to you this truth and make you understand, or try to ask you to understand, that many of the theories of the man created over the centuries concerning these things, concerning his spiritual gifts, as his brother John recited from the book, Paul told the Corinthians, did he not? I will not have you ignorant. And we will not have you ignorant. And we want you to understand that this is not so much a gift you are seeing now. It's a blessing. A blessing of the God Almighty brought here on earth to help to germinate this seed into the hearts of men and into the mind of their being, so they can learn these truths of love and a continuance of life and the involvement of life. Each of your questions have been a dearly Brian asked his question. A name is. You have it all boarded in your questions upon the involvement and the truth of life, the Spirit of God and how it affects your life, the expression of a free will, the expression of a free love, the expression of free understanding of all these things. And so it is. You must come to understand that we are not the gifts of the Spirit. Neither of us are gifts of the Spirit. We are children of God. And so I say to you, Brian, I say to you all, no, as we will hope Israel will come to understand, he is not a reincarnation of myself, or of a sea of waters, or of a gasping man, or of a king's son. He is a brother, and so is everybody, and so is the brother John, and so is the brother Brian, and the brother Christopher, and the brother Russell, and sister Jacqueline, and sister Barbara. You are a family. You are all one in this band of love, band of angels, and to fulfill the will of God, and to tend his garden here on earth, and to plant the seed, that others may encourage it to grow. You may not even live to see the fruition of this seed, but you will certainly see the soil break.
Marcelo, just now, you spoke, Brother Augustus,
Ben,
Kim, and yourself. But you didn't mention Alfredo. Would you talk to us about him, please?
Alfredo. He is this lovely one. He is the one we love so much. Would it surprise you if I say to you he is sleeping? He has fulfilled his wish. He did ask if you recall that, when he was retrieved from the darkness, that he may return to the instrument and perform a task with him and work with him to evolve in order to repay him for what he called a life he owed.
Yes.
This he did. And he evolved himself. And he brought himself into a plane of learning that he did not in first envisage he would ever reach. But it was because of the love and the encouragement such as yourselves gave to him that he was able to do this. But having done this now, he can rest from his earthly labors. And this is why he said to you, Papa, I will not return. He knew this had to be done, and he is sleeping and resting from his earthly life.
Thank you.
Preparing himself to once again teach again with a new band of angels, as he used to call it. You understand?
Lovely.
Please.
Nay, Marcelo, I'm afraid we are going to have to say goodbye.
Si. Momento. Your brother John, he was going to say something to myself.
God bless you. Only that we love you, sir.
Very wrong.
Yes.
Our love is coming to you as you speak and giving you the power.
Brother John, there is no greater love a man could have as I have for each and every one of you.
Yes, thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is I must leave now. But please, carry in your hearts all those things that Marcelo has said. You are at the dawning of a new beginning. And you have done this for yourself. through your own learnings, through your own understanding, and your desire to love one another as He loved you. God bless
you. God bless you.
In the love of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let them remain in your heart, now and always. May His peace be upon you. Brother John, it is in my heart to say, think and dwell in your love, and extend your knowledge into the Holy Sacrament. You must understand, Brother John, those things which have been revealed to you this night. Take them into your heart. Search your understanding on them. Apply them to your teaching, and reveal them to the hearts of your children. When you pray, you are the message of all that is said and all that is revealed. We understand, as does the Father, your words must be chosen well. So this being so, we will choose them for you. I shall preach beside you, Brother John. Listen for my voice. I shall be in your heart and in your understanding. To all my children, I want you to understand that in all you say, in all you do, in all you preach and believe and reveal to your fellow men, the love of Christ our Savior must be foremost in your heart. And those things you are taught concerning crucifixion and His resurrection must be at this time the essence of your thinking and of your preaching and of your praying. Do this, as Christ said, in remembrance of me at this time. Do you understand this thing? Yes. Allow me one tear of joy for each and every one of you. And with that tear, may we wash and cleanse your heart and fill your love and your cause with spiritual being and spiritual truth. You are as David when he stood before the giant Goliath, and your weapon is seemingly so small, for it is just as Brother Marcello has said, no more than a seed, and this is your weapon. Goliath is the world and its understanding before it. And you are so small, and yet so strong, in your love of God. We will understand and consider these things, and we will make your aim a true aim, and we shall strike the Goliath that you face, not with pain, but with love and understanding. must leave you now. I have been so privileged to share so long among you. I give you my blessing as a brother. I thank you for the privilege of being among you. I thank you for allowing me to be here. I ask you humbly if you will permit to talk with you and with the Father together. Let us pray. O loving Father, within whose love all things grow, look justly upon these thy children, and be with them when they take the garment of your understanding and your truth. Nurture those things they preach and teach, allowing them to grow into the hearts of their fellow men. So allowing, O Father, your truth to become manifest here upon this plane. I bless my brother John, with whom I walk through life with joy. May we be forever in thy sight, a true brotherhood, in a true just cause, performing thy holy oaths and administering thy holy peace into the hearts of those who are thy children who worship in their presence. I bless and praise each of these thy children, Father, in thy name. Strengthen them in thy cause. Comfort them in thy peace. Uplift them with thy holy truth. And guard them, O Lord, with thine ever-loving wings. Bring peace into their understanding. Bring joy into their hearts and home. Touch those they love. Heal those who are sick, O Father. And reveal once again the majesty of thy truth and the gentleness of thine almighty power. May the love of the Father and of the Holy Son rest in your heart and remain with you and dwell upon your pathways through life as this day forward forevermore. May his light shine upon you and sanctify your being and lighten your darkness and fill thee with grace. In Christ Jesus made the Son of the One living God. Stillness and holy recognition be in the hearts of everyone. Now and
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.